Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 31st of January. Fourth quarter French GDP was very marginally stronger than expected, with a 0.1% gain on the quarter. Although the December consumer spending data was showing some signs of weakness into the end of the quarter. This follows on from the negative fourth quarter estimate for German GDP, although it's worth noting that every single preliminary GDP release from Germany in 2022 was subsequently revised higher. The European growth story is generally one of slowdown as the post-pandemic momentum fades and the catastrophically negative real wage growth starts to exert a drag on final consumer spending. However, the low level of unemployment should mitigate the effect of economic weakness. Euro area GDP estimates for the fourth quarter are due later on today, but this is not really a market focus as investors tend to concentrate on the national numbers. We'll also have French consumer price inflation for the month of January. We were expecting German consumer price inflation data, but a technical problem means that we will not be getting that until next week. There's an expectation of a slightly higher year-on-year rate from the French numbers, and the consensus estimates for the French numbers do have a reasonable number of forecasters contributing. This year, energy is likely to have a higher weighting in the calculation of euro area consumer price inflation, which means it will likely be a larger drag on the year-on-year rate of inflation as the year progresses. The reweighting of the consumer price inflation basket is a standard annual event, and in Europe, the previous year's consumption patterns inform this year's weighting, hence the higher energy weight. The United Kingdom is offering consumer credit data along with its mortgage numbers. The credit data is of some interest in terms of the general trajectory of economic growth. The UK consumer slowed the leverage of their balance sheet to offset the negative real wage growth rather earlier than other industrialised countries. And so to some extent, the impact of the moderation of credit is a foretaste of what is likely to happen elsewhere. In the United States, there is the fourth quarter employment cost index, which is expected to slow just a little. This is not actually the cost to firms of hiring workers. It measures non-wage as well as wage costs. But in thinking about inflation pressures arising from wages, we also need to consider the total number of people employed and how hard they're working. Nonetheless, the measure can be taken as an indication of the degree of pay bargaining power more broadly, especially when considered as real costs. There's also the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Opinion Poll, which will be pulled about by partisan political bias. That's all for today. Have a good day.